Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm glad Mark brought this up earlier. This is National Quitters Day. Congratulations to all of us.
We've made it again.
So the theory is, go ahead and tell people the bumper music, another excellent, excellent tune here.
Yeah, Prison Grove from Warren Zevon.
So underrated.
Recorded this, I didn't realize. Springsteen is among those singing background vocals in this tune.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. And
who's that? I'm familiar with him.
I can't. What do they call him? The something with a B. I can't.
Okay.
The theme is prison time, serving time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to go along with Trump's very harsh sentence today.
Yeah, tough.
In the hush money trial.
Tough one.
Zevon also recorded this tune very shortly before he died.
I still remember. I don't remember how far away it was from his death. But when Dave had him on, when Letterman had him on.
Yes, that's right.
For the whole show.
Yeah.
And he was playing tunes and he didn't look good. And it was great. It was just, you could tell the admiration that Letterman in particular had for him, but obviously also Paul Schaefer and the whole band.
Yeah.
And
this tune's just about sitting in prison and looking outside and seeing nothing and
there was
dying of cancer.
Yeah. How about that? There was one song, because of my job for 16 years, where I never, ever need to hear Werewolves of London ever again.
You want me to play it?
No, I don't need to hear it because the Wolves' creativity was just great that we had to play it like 9 times every game. And I didn't need to hear it, but he's got 50 other songs that I just absolutely love. So it's National Quitters Day. The theory is if you come up with a New Year's resolution, this is a spot when you... I'm tapping out.
Yeah, it's enough.
I'm tapping out. I've never been much of a resolution person. I did say this year we're going to do a lot more video. We're not off to a great start, but it's very early.
10 days in.
Yeah, we're still going to. I'd like to hear from people, what is the toughest thing they've had to quit? What is the toughest thing you've had to quit? Could be a relationship. Could be smoking. Could be alcohol. Could be overwhelming your kids. Could be a lot of things. I am a deeply flawed individual. I'm not much of an addictive person, though. I don't have that gene for some reason. And I'm lucky. Now, some of it, some willpower, sure. But some of it, I think it's just good fortune that I was lucky. Some food choices. But like big vices, like smoking cigarettes never did a damn thing for me. Ever. Did I smoke pot a lot of my younger life? Yeah. I liked it. I barely smoke pot at all now, even though, well, in theory, it's legal. We'll get to it in, like, 2045. When I do, I enjoy it, but I just don't do it much. Hardly at all.
Did you pull back for a specific reason, just growing up? And
I didn't feel like I was irresponsible in any way because I was smoking pot. None. Didn't feel like I was burning brain cells. I didn't put myself in jeopardy. You know, there was a point in my life when I was really busy.
Yeah.
You know,
Too much going on is a reason.
Multiple jobs and multiple kids, and I had four or five other families, you know, that I was seeing. You know, so a little bit of that. But if occasionally a friend offers me a hit or something like that, I enjoy it. I'm like, yeah, this is good. I like it. I'm fine. You know, smoking. I bet I've never finished a cigarette in my life. I don't think. It's funny. I just like how pot made me feel, and I just didn't like Bill Clinton inhaling the smoke. So now, my sister and mother, both, you know, tremendous individuals. When I was younger, I had asthma growing up, and I have distinct memories. In fact, I was telling the story last night, where in our basement, in our house in Golden Valley, the greatest city on planet Earth, where we're in this small, confined area in a basement, my mother and sister both smoking cigarettes as we're folding clothes. And I'm right there, six or seven or something like that, and I have asthma coffee.
What a time that was.
The folks who sometimes have an image of what they think my childhood was like and what it was really like is rather amusing. I have friends of mine who battled forever to try to stop smoking and still go back and forth. I have a friend of mine who's talking on the radio right now. And when I knew him, he just told me one day, I'm stopping. And Common never smoked again. Just did it. And it's, I don't doubt the chemical, the dopamine, what addiction does to us. And we've watched some people lie about certain addictions. Okay. Golf is my vice. Like, could I quit golf? God, I wanted to last year when I was playing like horse bleep. And then when I played better in the end of the year, I was like, woo, I'm back.
But you couldn't quit. That's the thing.
I enjoy it, right? Have there been points in my life where I didn't play nearly as much? Sure. Yes. So could I quit? Yeah, I just would miss it.
You'd miss the camaraderie.
I would miss a lot of it. I still like competing against myself, you know. But yeah, that's what I have a lot of friends through golf, and a lot of it is the fun, is the interaction. Now, if I have fun and I'm with them for 4 hours and then I play like bleep, do I enjoy it nearly as much? I don't. And that's on me. That's my fault. But so let's talk golf. Let's talk Tiger. I don't believe he was a sex addict in any way because of what happened. Because the Sunday before the Masters starts, he magically announces he's completed his treatment and in 2010 participates in the Masters and is a factor.
That's just good timing.
Just worked out that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened? Tiger was a nerd growing up, became famous, gained some weight, good looking. Gets married to a stunning woman, and then all of a sudden, wait a second. These other guys I'm traveling with, they've got wives, and they're sleeping around. Why can't I do that? He just got caught. Have I heard stories of people? Nobody that I know directly, but stories that I've heard from people I trust where they're frightening stories about sex addiction. Like what they're doing over and over and over and over again during the day. Yes. So I believe that's possible. So there are addictions that are unconventional. But I would be curious to hear from people. What was the toughest thing you had to quit? Do you you tell me if you have something in mind. I can think maybe giving up on a relationship. Maybe, you know, and is that, I think that counts, right? Not easy, because that's something powerful in your life. But when this is National Quitters Day, because of they think this is when a lot of people tap out on resolutions, and some of these are life-altering. Some of these are more lighthearted things that, you know, my life would be a little bit better because I don't do it, versus, God, if I keep smoking, if I keep drinking, if I keep doing whatever it might be, this is going to curtail how much I can enjoy life or literally curtail my life.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, I love some candor from people, too. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. All right. Among the folks, and I really appreciate a lot of texts here. Thank you so much. You can call if you'd like to elaborate. You certainly can. You can also go to the Odyssey app. Click on the microphone. You can leave a message there. Could be serious. Could be funny. You can talk for about 30 seconds or so.
I was going to mention, since you brought that up.
Yeah.
Am I Wrong coming up in an hour?
Yeah.
We're looking for a couple new committee members.
Oh.
Every year we have some, you know, turnover.
Did you fire some individuals?
Well, not necessarily firing, but they just didn't. Well, we're welcome back with open arms. Let's just say that.
Got it.
Their contracts weren't renewed.
Mm.
If people have Am I Wrong contributions today.
Yeah, suggestions.
We'd be very happy to take them via the app and hitting the microphone feature.
So are you suggesting unless those come in, we might get some best ofs today?
No. We have no best ofs today.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of best ofs, just none to play today.
Okay.
I've got plenty, but if people...
Good.
I wanted to add this once I found out that committee members weren't coming back this year.
We've used the microphone a little bit. I think Adam and Jordana have used it more. I'd love for us to use it more. So thank you to our audience. Chime in. Go to the Odyssey app. Click on that microphone. Leave a 30-second message. Drinking. Dan says, that's way on the list, right? Way high on the list. I mean, we were just talking about the guy with 21 DUIs the other day. That's not only a drinking problem, that's a responsibility problem. That's an addictive issue. Texter says, this show, I don't want you to quit that. Keep that going.
Yeah, it sounds like they haven't quit this show.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't. You could follow us on the Twitter machine, too, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. Instagram, I'm about due to put up a picture or two this weekend, Chad Hartman Show. And then podcasts, I really, really, really would like us to continue to add more folks who consume us through the podcast. And it's simple. Dave will give you a segment. He'll give you a half hour. I'll give you an hour. You sign up. You can listen to whatever you would like, including the entire show or maybe nothing. You can listen the next day and go, not one segment did a damn thing for me. I'm done with you. I'll come back to you the next day. But sign up. It's all right there on your phone. Chad Hartman Show. Hands down. Cigarettes. They're hard to quit, man. They are hard to quit. Now, right now, it's also hard to smoke cigarettes because we've raised the prices so much.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody text me right now. I don't have a clue. What a pack of cigarettes, a carton of cigarettes, what do they cost? Here's another issue. You used to be able to smoke cigarettes about everywhere. Now, it's shrinking. So few spots, restaurants and bars have been out for a while. Where on a city land, county land, a lot of homeowners like, no, get outside. It's tough to be a smoker. Like, it's better this winter because it's not that cold. But, man, you see the dedication of the smokers when it's 15, 20 below, and they're still out there smoking.
They are the most dedicated to their vice of anyone on earth.
I agree.
It's incredible.
The debate either, for me, it's either smokers or runners. Because that's also an addiction. When you're out there running at 5, 10 below, I got it. Layers. You know? You still need it, man.
Yeah, wearing the face mask and the sweat is just frozen on there by the time you're done.
Yeah.
Let's take a photo, selfie and send that out. That's what I was doing today.
Yeah, circling back, that's moist.
Very moist.
That's moist. What are you seeing cigarette prices there?
Average around the country, about $8 a pack.
Wow.
Obviously varying state to state based on taxes,
man,
and all that.
Oh, man. Caffeine. Coffee is the number one addiction on planet Earth, correct? What would be close?
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be it.
I mean, but, unless you talk about sugar addiction.
Yeah. I don't think, and we're going to get to sugar folks here because they're lining up, and I appreciate it.
That's me.
Oh, I'm in that category. I think there's a lot of us who might think we're eating healthier, and we're really not because we We forget how much sugar is in fill in the blank, which, oh, okay, we're not going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do we all know? Like, everyone who's listening knows, and maybe it's them. I can't function without my coffee. I can't function without my second cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Two of us are lucky. Does nothing for me. Insomniac. Who likes to be consuming things during the day, whether it's hot chocolate, water, the occasional Pepsi, whatever. Yeah, pop is one for me. I need to stop. And I even bought more pop the other day. Just dumb. Dumb. Outside, I like it. It's dumb. But coffee, man, I mean, I don't like the taste. I don't like the smell. But it's powerful.
Yeah, and we're willing to pay as much as, I mean, $8 a pack of cigarettes.
God, yes.
I mean, Starbucks isn't that much off.
This texter, an Excedrin addiction. I suffer from migraines, and I would take Excedrin during the migraine. I would consume 8 to 10 per day, thinking it would prevent a migraine. All right, I'm knocking on Formica here because I'll tell my version. My mother had horrible migraines growing up. And then they continued when she was an adult, and I had some of those as a kid, and then they went away until the mid-90s. And then in the mid-90s until, I don't know, it was like 2011, 12, something like that. They were a huge part of my life. Then they mainly left me. And I don't think I did anything dramatically different, but I've had 6 or 7 in the last year, and they're awful. They are debilitating. They are incapacitating. Like, it's Kathleen, you have to get Q. I was at the Foo Fighters, one of the 3 or 4 bands I love the most. And I get that ocular preview, and I knew I was in deep, deep trouble. Quitting 18 years of drug and alcohol abuse was difficult. Clean for 32 years. Bravo. I guess pot also, a texter says, I saw my young daughter crawling. I thought it's not fair for her to be around pot. Also, the Netflix American Primeval is excellent. Well, I would say this about drinking or smoking or coffee, and smoke includes pot. If you do it in a way where you control it, it doesn't control you. It doesn't take away your responsibility, then I don't think you automatically have to quit. Me. That's just my personal view. You obviously all get to do whatever you want. If it's something you worry about the power it has on you and affecting your responsibility with your children, that's a totally different situation. Is sugar the hardest thing for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, without question. I'm like you. Don't have a terribly addictive personality, certainly not to drugs. I've never smoked a thing in my life.
Yeah.
It has not ever interested me. Alcohol, I like. I don't love.
Mm-hmm.
Drink a week, maybe.
Yep.
But sugar, specifically chocolate, I try every year, multiple times a year. Okay, I need to cut back. I need to not buy these things. If they're in the house, I need to just not eat them. I need to put them somewhere where I won't see them. You know what happens when I put them somewhere where I don't see them?
You go find them.
I still know where they are. I still know where they are.
Yeah.
And if there's an open bag, of chocolate chips in the house, you know, say somebody used a few for whatever.
Your sense of smell.
I mean, just I am drawn to it like a moth to flame, baby, and that thing is done.
Go find the Norm MacDonald moth joke. It's amazing. The hardest drug to quit is sugar. More. I started smoking and drinking heavily while working a bar. The way I stopped both was to stop buying them, stop being around it. More text. Reading all your texts here. 6'1", slow guy, can't jump. I ultimately had to quit my downward arc towards an NBA career that I desired. Somebody's mad that Major, who has covered Donald Trump incredibly close,
wrote a book on him.
Wrote a book on him. Donald will tell you today he has great respect for Major Garrett. Major Garrett is giving us analysis on how Donald Trump felt yesterday, which is what he does for a living, which is what he's compensated to do heavily, which he does for free on this show. And this person's mad because he's providing the analysis. Just accept you're a Trump supporter, and there's nothing wrong with that, and you don't want to hear anything that has a hint of negativity. But funny, if this person, if Major, in this case, would have been providing something about Bill Clinton feeling slighted yesterday or Barack Obama feeling slighted yesterday, the person would have enjoyed it. That's what Major does. He wrote a book. He covered Trump. He knows him. He provided his analysis on how he felt. That's what people do in his business. It's not that complicated.
And he's really good at it.
And he's absolutely fantastic at it. It's 48 past 1 on CCO.